The American Veterinary Medicine Association says 90% of graduates choose to work with companion animals, such as cats and dogs. So the pool of large animal vets is small, and financial hardship can cause it to shrink even more. The average vet student at UW-Madison has $107,000 debt. Dr. Rhonda Haven heads the National Vet Association. While in Madison, he announced public and private loan forgiveness programs for students who promise to work 4 years with food animals. DeHaven says getting more large animal vets is an issue for everyone, not just farmers.
I think the average person on the street has no understanding of the fact that veterinarians are actually key to food safety in the United States. Food safety really starts with healthy animals on the farm.
Where large animal vets are most needed, the countryside, isn't appealing to everyone. Because of that, other professions are also seeing their ranks dwindle, says Nigel Cook.
There are parts of rural Wisconsin that not only lack food animal vets, but they're starting to lack all sorts of professions. Doctors, dentists, and I think it's somewhat of a function of modern times where young graduates are drawn to more sort of urban areas.
Cook is an associate professor at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. He says they're trying to recruit high school students and are trying to persuade college dairy students to consider large animal vet practice. The shortage of food animal vets doesn't mean an automatic job, though. Cook says the vet school currently has over a dozen students trying to find jobs in a tough economy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.